She swallowed pounds of falsity, deceit, and pain, fats of misery distraught her source of sane, weakened flesh, consumptions of waste, come, a bitter taste ingested in haste, gluttony's affliction took hostage of her mind, knees bent, giving head, couldn't see from being blind. His shafts spit sin, a regurgitated state, unaware of her worth, her soul sheds hate, content not whole, her spirit not well, her body so sexy, which is why lust dwells, mind enslaved by thoughts of pure pleasure, between her thighs the warmth of its treasure, undeniably intense, flesh filled with fire, blissful mental affair purged into desire, confused, misused, and destroyed with betrayal, vows scattered like debris when the train derails. Blame it on sloth, lack, and neglect, passive form of abuse, intended disrespect, sluggish attention causing stress and tension, affection on suspension due to lazy apprehension. When souls aren't fed, sloth will find a way in, transformed into anger, its closest friend, repressed deep within her deadly pain, fist clenched to control her journey to insane, red piercing her eyes, engulfed in selfish hate, abandoned by peace, her faith still awaits, her demons of envy consumed her mind, controlling her thoughts in a hell confined, desiring what others had, their status and traits, their authority, the power and how it carries weight, the richness and strength of what greed can cause, eating her soul while breaking character laws, destroying her morals, diluting her beliefs, killing her standards and values with grief. Awaken anew, restored with pure eyes, she understands that life is much bigger than your pride, arrogance and conceit, trying to glorify self, glorify who's worthy, being again with yourself. For it is the sin which forth others have arise, not her personal abilities, but God's grace to recognize.